Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Real Firm Podcast. Thanks for tuning in, watching, listening, whatever you're doing. It's back up in the room, coming out of the car from last week. Hope you enjoyed that one. And again, the audio, I'm still upset that I forgot the cables and we had to use the wireless mics, Anyway, it's neither here nor there, because we're here with a fantastic microphone setup in my room, and it's gonna be a fun one. I got a nice topic to conjecture upon that interests me and hopefully you. And a sincere thank you for tuning in and continue. This is one of the few things I truly enjoy doing, even by myself, as I've come to learn, which I've stated in previous episodes. I never thought that I would ever do an episode by myself, but as long as the number of listeners / viewers is non-zero, it doesn't matter. I'm going to keep doing it. If it dropped to zero for an extended period of time, I might stop doing it, because then I would truly feel like I'm talking to nobody. But as long as, so I truly am grateful that whoever continues to listen to me and or other people talking with me about stuff, music, and other things, I'm truly grateful. So thank you so much for being here. And I hope you enjoy your time listening or watching while you do other things, or stare at my face, or stare at the ground while you're listening. Who knows? But yeah, leave a like, whatever. Anyway, let's get into the topics here. Acoustic sounds, electronic music, the cycle of trends. There's so many things. One of the problems, I tend to have thoughts about what I'm going to talk about, and a lot of things come through my head, and I kind of talk to myself, which is what I do most of my waking hours, in my head, not aloud, of course. That would be very crazy. But I think, I should write I should have an outline. Sometimes I do that, but I did not make an outline. But I have specific things I'm going to reference. But it's about the shift in this whole music, the people that want music and whatnot. How they. It's very complicated. Anyway, let me go to what specifically I looked up and how I got to this place. So I was thinking of an idea, because this is one of the solo ones. I gotta come up with something to talk about that I like to talk about music, but it doesn't necessarily have to be music. But I inquired on ChatGPT, and it gave me an article which is from January, actually, on Epidemic Sound, which is a fantastic platform, of which I've gotten my copy royalty-free music and sound effects subscription for a long time. So good source of news, I presume. Anyway, they had this list of 2024 music trends. What are the new music trends in 2024? I feel like I may have referenced this, but I don't recognize. I think it was a different article I'm thinking of, when we were talking about micro genres and stuff. One of the trends, the one that stuck out to me was acoustic music will make a quiet comeback. Electronic music is huge and it gets its claws everywhere. Even Taylor Swift, who made her name as a country pop star, made the jump to squelchy electronic pop long ago. However, a world saturated by bleepy machines and AI-generated deepfakes, people cling to things that are real. That's why Tyler Childs' Jersey Giant became such a viral hit in 23. I'm not familiar with it, but so that all got me thinking, and I'm like, yeah, this all makes sense. Not only do I kind of feel it in the So in pertaining to the live streams where I listen to lots of music of undiscovered, underappreciated, of varying levels of artists and their original music. Obviously electronic music's the easiest to produce yourself, so that's the most common and what people are doing the most. But it has, like, seriously, I always have this sense. Now, I come from the growing up of listening to acoustic music. When I say acoustic, when we're talking, like, just like instruments, not just like an acoustic guitar versus an electric guitar. I mean, like, digital beep boop 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 MIDI or clicking sample, whatever, versus instruments and like vocal. I mean, all vocals are acoustic by nature, unless they're AI or something or screwed around with. But anyway, the point is, this sounds right. And so not only in the streams that I experience, I see a lot of electronic music and a very small, and I love when people come with actual acoustic instrument, like real instrumentation, because it's so rare to hear amongst people that are trying to make it in music. And I think I would give advice to people, especially nowadays, to learn an instrument or get people who know how to play instruments, because this does sound right. Not to say that you have to, but there's just so many. It's I can't imagine the amount of work you have to, the amount of luck and money or something, right time, right place to make electronic music digitally by yourself. So just starting, like, right now, if you just started and then, like, we're just learning, I don't see how it's possible, like, statistically, for you to be successful anytime in the near future before AI fully takes over music. And that's the whole point I'm trying to make, is it's gonna get so easier and easier every day, but it's going to become so easy that anybody's going to be able to make awesome. That's the other thing. I'm not disparaging the digital music. I love plenty of electronic, fully electronic music, nothing against it. But in terms of trends and what is going to stand out going forward in this rapidly accelerating AI advancement, technology, whatever, especially pertaining to music, but pretty much everything digital, you gotta standing out with instruments. People want real stuff. We're seeing it, but eventually, this, if you're gonna have AI creating beautiful music, it's like, okay, you can enjoy it through your headphones, but what is never gonna go away until the human race is extinct or something is people on a stage playing instruments and feeling the music, and, you know, which you can do. Like, DJ shows are cool, hip-hop show, rapper concerts where it's like just the rapper and the backing track. Sure, you know, fine, cool. That's, you still get a nice personable vibe to it, but there's just nothing. I mean, I'm sure some people, I'm not saying this is a, every human is going to feel this way, but I think the majority, especially the older, the not like the younger, I mean, the children are the future, though, so I guess we'll see what happens. But there's still plenty of the generation that lived before the internet alive and will be for several more decades. So people are going to, in terms of entertainment and where people draw their attention to, I feel like people are appreciating original instrumentation more and more, which brings it back to me, because it's funny because I just started, I as I said in the podcast episode, was it the last solo one I did? I'm not sure, but the loneliness, and then it brought me to start writing an acoustic song, which I haven't on my guitar, which I haven't done in years. And that only happens when something seriously, emotionally, mentally, overwhelmingly is wrong with me, that I at least feel that way. And that's what kind of made me pick up the guitar, which has been a huge, like, antidepressant in a weird way, which is awesome. It's like, my brain has been, I've been in a weird place for the last couple of years. Like, the pandemic just really fucked things up. But anyway, so I pick up the guitar. I don't even remember why. I think it was, I was just in my ruminating in my head. This is bad. I need to do it. And then I was like, oh, well, what happens every time? What do I do when things get this extreme in my mind? Oh, that's right. I write a song, which I don't do often, but it always coincides with some emotional depth and profound struggle within me that requires me to spew it out into music. And the last time I wrote a song with my acoustic guitar was, you can only hear it now if you're a member of the Perm YouTube channel, because it's I can't even listen to it anymore. It's very relationally sad and just I don't want to get into it, but the point is, I'm going back to the acoustic guitar, and I didn't even really think about this whole concept of the trend of acoustic music instrumentation becoming more popular again when I did that. But the more I was learning, I was like, yeah, I guess everyone's making music. 90% of them are doing it through FL Studio, whatever, which is awesome. It's awesome that you can do that again, not disparaging whatsoever. But it made me realize, like, oh, it's almost like, when I first started, like, the first YouTube video I uploaded, I think I was 17 years old. It's still up on my personal channel that I use. That's just my real name. That got like 15,000 views. I was 17 years old. This was 14 years ago, playing an electric guitar, an instrumental version of an opera. Well, it turned into an opera song, but the song, it's actually a part of a score for a movie. Ennio Morricone, I believe. He's a beautiful Italian composer. Nella Fantasia is the name of the song, but I think it was Gabriel's Oboe or something. I don't know. And the point is, I've always tried to, I've been playing guitar since I was 10. So once I became proficient and the internet was a thing and YouTube was a thing, I've always wanted to kind of share that. But then, like, at that time, the boom was hip-hop, and hip-hop brought about the digital production to its extreme. And I think now we're going back around where everyone's like, all right, well, everyone's doing this now. It's making music. Almost everyone is doing the fully digital thing with, I can rap, I can say words and sing or whatever. Here's a beat. Here's my voice, lyrics, and again, that can be awesome, but you gotta be so original and different in that space. To me, I can't even imagine. I'm not creative enough in that way. I mean, I'm sure there's plenty more fully digitally produced hits that will come out in the next many years, but until AI takes over. But my point is that people, it's just hard. It's just too many people are doing it. It's way saturated, and it'll be easier to break out by having a band, or which I've seen success in my local community, and people are doing this. I actually am part of a band now, in a way, slowly but surely, playing electric guitar. And yeah, there's just more, and it's people that started just recording vocals over a beat, and they're like, now I want a band, because people, everyone's realizing, oh, streaming music doesn't really make any money unless you're, and even Snoop Dogg says his, you know, whatever, he earned $1,000 from his billion, or I don't know, I forget what the number was, but it was like, that shouldn't be there. That's discouraging. All the money comes from touring. All the money comes from the people want to see you do your thing in person, because the way that the streaming services ended up being set up, it's not as valuable as buying a disc when those were things. Anyway, I'm talking too much. I have to take a quick beer sip break. Hell yeah, I'm getting into it. 16 minutes. I don't want to be here too long, but we'll see how long my mind takes us. What was I saying? Okay. The people want to see they want to see your performance in person. That's where the money's at. The touring and there's other things in there, but the big money is that tour. They're buying the tickets to see you, and that's from the performer's perspective, from the artist's perspective, unless you have like some terrifying anxiety about it that you can't overcome. And even then, once you get on stage and start performing and you're locked in with the crowd, that's a whole experience that's just beautiful, win-win, give and take for the performer and the audience if everyone's having a good time. So yeah, that's where the money's at. So, you know, I think I was referenced it just a little earlier, the rap, just like a single person with the backing track. It's just not, I mean, people can put on a good show, but when there's a group of people and you can hear someone playing an instrument or even hitting a drum pad, even if it's not like an acoustic instrument, this is stuff that people, they're coming back to. And so acoustic is coming back. It's a trend. Get yourself a band, learn an instrument if you haven't already. If you have learned an instrument and stopped playing it for 4 years, like I did, I didn't fully stop, but I just like really, I mean, like I'm still, callous, I've been playing guitar like every day for the past week or 2 weeks, for the first time in a long time, and I'm finally building my calluses back up to where that's how long it's been to where I've actively been playing guitar. I guess the last time I've actively been, when was that? I was uploading a lot of covers when I lived in the city and kind of into COVID, so yeah, two to three years of like taking a, once I moved to Florida, the space to my left is a Mike Martin Taylor tube amp that I rarely use, but it's in the corner, and my electric guitar, which is now out in the hallway because I can't fit it all, and I've been taking it in my car to go to band practice. Bands, instruments, acoustic music is the new trend. And again, keep, also the combination, balance is key. I'm not saying go back to throw away all your drum machines and your DAWs. Of course not. I'm just, I think being integrated more into music is where people are realizing it needs to be a thing. So now let me, I prompted GPT after it gave me that. I said, let's dive into the return of acoustic music. Can you find more, etc.? And this is what it says. The return of acoustic music as a trend is increasingly evident across various facets of the music industry. This revival is being driven by a growing preference for authenticity and a desire for a more natural sound among audiences, weary of the omnipresence of electronic and digitally produced music. Several indicators highlight this trend. Acoustic music's resurgence in playlists and covers, acoustic versions of popular songs, and new... See, this is what I should have been practicing this whole time, because that's what I was saying earlier when I was talking about that first thing I did on YouTube. I never thought it was like people would care. Yeah, I got sidetracked into the hip-hop thing. People would care, so I kind of just like gave up on it because I didn't... But now that the internet is so integrated and an audience is a lot... It's a lot harder to get, but it's also a lot easier to get. I mean, the scale is always tipping, and there's always a balance, but... All the covers... If TikTok was a thing, or if I had known about the rise of TikTok... As I was doing all my acoustic covers, if I had been posting like clips of them as I was, which I did post like some after, like just a couple months ago, like I might as well, and they got some pretty decent traction. So, yeah, that reminds me. It gave me this whole concept is giving me I need to just be a guitarist again. And like I want to play, because I loved playing my favorite songs, learning them, and then just something about the way I connected to my favorite songs, and then beat, and then the flow state and joy that I get from like recycling the emotions and then putting it through my own, like it feels like I have a weird empathic. Not that it's like a superpower, like anything special, but the way that I interpret it is I feel like I'm channeling the energy and the emotion of the song, of the original songwriter and their performance, when I reproduce it, I love doing it. It makes me feel good. And I'm pretty decent at it. I mean, I could always improve and get better. And there's definitely some covers that I have on my channel that I'm not that proud of. But this whole thing makes me want to just like, and I am now in the process of building my calluses up and getting my chops back. It's like riding a bike. Really, the calluses are the main problems. I remember the music theory, I remember the fretboard, it's no problem at all. But yeah, it's just funny that the whole covers thing, I was doing that in my basement of my parents' house when I grew up in Connecticut, singing and playing my heart out while they weren't home. All of my favorite Dave Matthews Band, a lot, I loved covering a lot, anyway, little tangent about my own desires. Back to the what I was reading. Acoustic song. Where did I see that? Acoustic versions of popular songs. Right. And new and acoustic compositions getting traction, evident in curated playlists dedicated to acoustic songs, which have seen significant engagement on platforms like YouTube and Spotify. Now this second part is very interesting. Growth in guitar sales. The acoustic guitar market has seen a steady increase, expected to reach significant growth by 2027. This is reflective of both a resurgence in interest in learning the guitar and the broader appeal of acoustic music. Furthermore, it's so much easier to learn an instrument with things like ChatGPT and all kinds of AI-assisted teaching tools, I'm not talking generating music, I'm talking about this is how music theory works, and you don't have to pay $100,000 to go to a school for 2 years, for two semesters, that's not even the full price of the degree, but that kind of thing, you can learn, it's so much easier to learn now, so this makes sense. People are buying guitars, they're learning, the resurgence of the interest, and then the ease of being able to teach yourself. I mean, first it was, oh, you can learn anything from YouTube. Now it's like, you can learn anything from AI, because it knows everything. And it's slowly becoming more intelligent, and learning how to communicate with us better. Which is kind of scary, but we're going to see what happens. Hopefully. Anyway, and then there's just a third one. Cultural shift towards physical music formats. Alongside the return of acoustic sounds, there's a renewed interest in physical music forms such as vinyl records. This trend is part of a larger cultural shift towards tangible nostalgic experiences, which acoustic music often embodies. Yeah, that's been happening for a minute. All the big artists are selling like vinyls, and like the 10th anniversary, but like this Mr. Mathers over here did that with the drops, 10 year anniversary of the Marshall Mathers LP, 20 year anniversary, you know, whatever. Here the vinyls, and then the newer, even the up and comers, the breakout stars recently, like my new album in here, you can buy the vinyl version because they can make money off of it. That's funny. I referenced an article about that last solo episode. That was the last solo episode. The country one. Billie Eilish was talking about, the environmental impact of vinyl. Anyway, tangent. Back to I just want to read what ChatGPT says afterwards. Beer break, and then I'll read magical. It's actually a beer. Oh, it's a beer breath break. We'll trademark that. Beer breath break. These trends suggest a significant shift in musical preferences towards a sound that's perceived as more genuine and less processed, providing a rich vein of content for discussions or features on platforms interested in music trends. This could be a compelling this could be a compelling topic to explore in a podcast episode examining how and why audiences and artists are gravitating back towards acoustic music. Because that's what I included in the original prompt. I was just, hey, I'm trying to do a solo podcast episode. Can you give me something interesting to talk about? And that's what it gave me. And here we are at the end. Because it's been almost 30 minutes. Holy shit. Time flies when I'm having a good time talking into the microphone to presumably at least maybe someone still listening at this point. Hopefully, if you are, thank you very much for sticking around. Leave a like, comment if you're on the YouTube, if you're on the listening. If you haven't already, hit 5-star review, or whatever, star review, Apple, Spotify, whatever. That would be much appreciated. And again, sincerely grateful to have even a semblance of some kind of audience. And hopefully I will I'll become famous for my next song. No, I don't think that's gonna happen, but I am almost finished writing the song, it's like I'm not trying to pursue an artist career, but if I release the song and it randomly goes viral, I won't turn down a tour, you know what I'm saying, and I'll start writing more. But I don't think that's gonna happen. I'm writing the song to get a deep emotional turmoil out of my mind and into music, where hopefully people can relate and enjoy, as you are to this episode, hopefully. And so look forward to that in the future. And if you haven't checked out the Firm upload that I did, appearance by Cletus, and me trying to, speaking of that song, I did a little demo, not even demo, like a, I don't even know what to call it, like a concept of what I was starting to play as the recording, test recording in my car. That's a whole nother story, but yeah, go check out that video if you haven't already. Thank you for listening/watching. Have a good week. Talk to you next time. Peace and love to the Firm, yeah.